Let's take a quick look at precious metals, art, and collectibles. When you first thought about taking an introduction to investments class, did you think you were going to discuss gold? Gold and precious metals and jewels. They're not very good investments. At least they haven't been over decades, over centuries. But they are one alternative that you may be interested in. Hopefully not. Slide number two, precious metals, gold. If for thousands of years, people have been fascinated by the yellow metal, and it is a very interesting element. Take a gold bar, put it in the ocean, and 5 years later, it'll still be there. Unlike most items, they would rust, corrode, dissolve. No, gold is very unusual in that respect. And it makes a phenomenal conductor for electrical items, but there are much cheaper alternatives. What is it good for? Does it pay rent or interest or dividends? Does it find new markets, create new products? No. It's pretty. And I guess it's good for jewelry. And the dentist will tell you it's the best stuff to put in your teeth. But for the most part, gold is really not worth anything other than what people will pay for it. So in that respect, it is a pure speculation. And also, where are you going to store it? In a safety deposit box? Not too smart. Bury it? Keep it in the house? I don't know. But if you believe the world economy is going to fall apart soon, it's a great choice. Because no matter what, people believe that gold is worth something, even though it really isn't. And I like the way Tom Petruno said, what he said about it. If your reason for owning gold has something to do with the end of the world as we know it, shotguns and canned food probably would be more practical investments. Yeah, what are you going to do with your gold when the society falls apart? And all the ammo you have, I got 4,000 rounds of ammunition. Great, shoot 4,000 people. There's 50,000 more coming your way. The gold coins, though, are beautiful. I love the Canadian maple leaves. You go to a coin dealer, once they realize that you're just looking there to look at them, they'll promptly show you the door. But United States golden eagles are gorgeous. And you can even buy mutual funds that invest in gold, or at least you hope they're investing in gold and not lead that's been painted gold. Now, what about silver? No, silver actually does have many industrial usage, but the biggest usage for silver is long gone. That was a film, and some of you have never seen any of those little yellow boxes from Kodak, right? They are all gone, no more silver. But now these three, platinum, palladium, and rhodium, are actually very interesting. And when we would discuss these, people would ask me about them, and I would say, well, you know, I really don't know that much about them, but they are very important with regard to catalytic converters and fuel cells and other exotic devices. And it turns out that we should have been jumping up and down and telling everybody to buy rhodium, because now people are stealing it from the catalytic converters of cars because it's now worth, what, 10 times more than gold or something outrageous amount of money. And so please don't steal people's catalytic converters for the rhodium, okay? But it would have been quite a good speculation investment, because you don't need any rhodium. You're not going to use it for anything. But the folks who make catalytic converters and fuel cells need it, and they need platinum and they need palladium too. But that horse has already left the barn. I certainly didn't buy rhodium bars. So let's remind ourselves, way back from chapter one, how gold has done. Has it kept pace with inflation? Well, yeah, sort of, kind of, really, not really fabulously. But it hasn't even done as well as short-term investments over the last 200 years. and bonds have clobbered it. And of course, the stocks, as the global economy has multiplied many fold, have left gold in the dust. So you want to buy gold? Buy gold. It's up to you. I'm not going to own any. But notice where it spikes when the world is about to end. Civil War, World War II, inflation of the 1970s, and then it promptly came back to earth, and then it's elevated again and come back. So you decide whether you want to own some gold. How about precious gems, diamonds, sapphires, rubies? No, no, dear students, they're not even that precious. They now can make diamonds. You can send in the ashes of your dead pet or Uncle Henry, Harry, and they will send you back a diamond, because diamonds are made out of carbon, but you need thousands of pounds of pressure at thousands of degrees Fahrenheit to make a diamond. So it's not cheap, but it's also not very expensive. Diamonds are not an investor's best friend. Sorry. What about art? Rare coins, stamps, sports memorabilia, rugs, Chinese ceramics, Beanie Babies, art. Well, you know, it can be a great hobby. It might be a good investment, or it might be a financial disaster. How would you like to have a painting worth $25,000 hanging on your wall and the kids throw ketchup on it? And then there's always the story of the El Cajon Barbie guy who supposedly had $50,000 worth of Barbie dolls in a self-storage container. And one weekend it magically disappeared. Please be careful that there are many investment scams. In fact, we have some friends who bought a supposedly Dali, Salvador Dali lithograph or print or whatever they are. I'm not sure. I'm not an art collector. And at the time they bought it, they found out later on that there was a rash of counterfeit Dalis on the market. So they have a funny feeling that the Dali that's hanging in their foyer is not a real Dali, because you better know the dealer's reputation, comparison shop. But please, please listen to Christopher Berge of Christie's Auction. Don't buy art as an investment. Right, you buy art because it speaks to you. It moves you in some way emotionally, makes you think. I bought a piece of art a long time ago, and actually I've done fairly well with it. I paid $20 for it 1 million years ago, and the last time I checked, 500,000 years ago, it was now worth $500. So, not that I'm ever going to sell it, and I don't know if I actually tried to sell it how much I'd actually get for it, and that's the problem with these things. Sure, this guy says, yeah, these stamps or these baseball cards are worth that this much, and that's how much I'll sell them to you. And then when you try to sell them back, remember the spread? Ugh. By the way, the maximum capital gains tax gains on most all investments for the vast majority of us is currently 15%, and could be as low as 5% for very wealthy people. That can be as high as 20%, and there's talk of raising it. But the capital gains tax rate on precious metals, art, and collectibles is 28%, and none of these are eligible for tax-qualified accounts. Well, there's a couple of exceptions, but really, you think the Congress is trying to tell you something? Yeah, these are not investments. They're speculations. They might turn out for you. But they can be great hobbies, especially if you love Beanie Babies. Enough said.